Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the Stakel toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's the it's a live weeknight edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Johnny Ray, the wise janitor.
And Ian.
Ian, you're having a little trouble with the voice this evening, so
yeah.
I guess I'm sitting in the big boy chair.
Yes, you are.
That's right. So you can give us a call at 855-450-3733. It is an interactive radio program and an interactive website. At freetalklive.com, you can link to stories, blog posts, videos, whatever you want to share with other people. Go there, vote up other people's, vote them down if you want. They can do the same to yours. That's the nature of the website at freetalklive.com. And we do get some stories from there. But this evening, it seems like the internet's a personal thing, and the way that Web 2.0 kind of interacts is that they have it so that, well, you get the web experience that you're supposed to have. And my web experience today, and frankly yesterday to some extent, has been one of secession. Whitehouse.gov allows people to go there, allows the serfs to petition the king for better gruel. And there you can go ahead and you can ask for things. You know, please stop jailing my friends and family with the drug war. Oh, Mr. Obama, might you please bomb fewer people in Pakistan? You know, things like that. Well, somebody had the wise idea of suggesting that, you know, that if in the case that the people of, you fill in the blank state, decide to secede, what is the White House has to respond if they get 25,000 people to sign a petition?
Well, no, they don't. From what I understand, there are some loopholes in, you know, whether or not they have to respond, as you might expect, right? They're not going to put themselves
lawyers write this crap, sure.
Yeah, they're not going to put themselves on the hook to where they have to respond to something about, say, Bradley Manning.
Daryl Perry.
They don't want to respond on that.
Daryl Perry told me earlier this afternoon that when you needed to reach 25,000 votes in order to be considered for redress.
So they're going to think about your request for your grievance if you reach 25,000.
Wasn't this We the People online petition thing, didn't this first sort of make Liberty headlines when the marijuana repeal of the drug war petition was posted, or was that something different?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I think that this is a different iteration of it, but essentially the first iteration of this was when they ignored it, was when people asked that the federal government get out of states' business on marijuana, or it had something to do with medical marijuana, or whatever it was.
And Obama said that legalizing marijuana was not the best way to put people back to work, and that was his clever way of just turning the thing around.
But the best way to put people back to work was to to get more DEA agents doing more drug raids than any other president has ever done. That's a way to get people put back to work, putting people in prison.
Naturally, it's a simple, quick, easy fix. What's the problem?
It's a bad job as far as putting people to work. I have to disagree. So, anyway, at WhiteHouse.gov, it's blown up. There are half of the states at this point, from what I understand, have petitions up where they've managed to get 150 people sort of on their own to sign, and then
it's more than that. It was 34 as of 34. A while ago. I think it's up to 48 or 50 now.
I can't imagine that all the states haven't, that somebody in all the states haven't
right.
done it. And it doesn't, it would allow the same 25,000 people, and I think Texas, by the way, is at 60,000 signers.
70, last I heard.
70. Like, the numbers just keep piling up.
Right, right. Texas is at about 88,000, I think.
Okay, and it just keeps going, but they don't all have to be Texans to have signed.
Right, correct? You just need to be signed up with the WhiteHouse.gov. You need to have a WhiteHouse.gov account, and then I think you can vote on any petition that you see up there.
Well, there was, I think, a major mistake that was made with this, and I mean, obviously it's good for the folks in Texas and Louisiana and the other states that are really, they've got a lot of results thus far. Would have been better to phrase it you know, Obama, will you allow any state who decides to secede to leave? Because then you wouldn't have to have 50 different petitions circulating about. Because if anybody can sign it, then what does it matter if you've got 50 petitions versus just that one? It would be easier to promote just one petition, but now the cat's out of the bag. It's too late.
Well, there are petitions that's on there that say something to the effect of take everybody who's signed one of these stinking petitions and deport them.
Uh-huh. Yep, I've got that story.
That's, I mean, how utterly un-American.
That petition, as of this afternoon, had around 1,500 signers, I think.
Yeah. You're talking about the stripping citizenship petition?
Yes. Sure. And speaking to what you were saying earlier, Ian, Daryl has just put one together that says something along the lines of, will you pledge not to use violence against any of these people petitioning to secede from the U.S.?
No, I think his was any state or group, basically, so any tribe or state that wants to secede, that they should be able to. So his was like the nationwide kind of secession. By the way, the strip the citizenship from everyone who signed a petition to secede and to exile them is up to 4,883 signatures. Mr. President, please sign an executive order such that each American citizen who signed a petition from any state to secede from the USA shall have their citizenship stripped and be peacefully deported.
Now,
because it's peaceful when you take somebody out of their life and
peacefully deported
them.
Right. And obviously these people want nothing to do with peace. I mean, they're supporting the state, which is an organization of monopolized privilege on the use of violence. But where, you know, what these people were asking was for their land, their territory, as they understood it, to be removed from the Union. They weren't asking to be physically removed. Where would they go? And, I mean, you know, basically they want to make people political prisoners. It's absolutely ridiculous. Makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, but whatever. It's just a mean thing to do. And obviously, it's what seems clear to me is that this is the United States, that therefore 13 states, I think it was 13, and Vermont came along shortly thereafter, got together. Actually, under the Constitution, it would have been 14. 14 states get together, decide that they want to do their little thing together and that would be best served together. Then at any point, they should be able to leave. Two people get together in a marriage, one or the other can leave anytime they want. Why in the world can states not make an agreement and then decide that that's not working for them anymore?
Well, it's not in the best interest of the United States.
Right. The people with the biggest weapons say no. That's the reason. And it's just a nod. All these people are trying to deport folks. They're just making a big old nod to the folks with the biggest weapons. They are sycophants.
For sure.
If a woman is not allowed to leave a marriage, the incentive to beat her grows.
Right, I mean, you know, or vice versa. I mean, you know, if a person can't leave, then one, you know, lacks freedom in a particular area, then the person who has, you know, control over that freedom has no incentive to treat that person well in that area.
Yeah, and my logic was a little wonky there. I don't think that not being able to leave a marriage increases the incentive, but maybe decreases the disincentive.
I would say it decreases the disincentive, yeah, absolutely. There's times when everybody thinks the best solution to a problem is striking another person. No doubt about it, but probably not the best solution.
Yeah, I wish I had the article here. I thought I had it in my show prep, but I must not have copied that one, where it actually gave you kind of the loopholes that they have that are built into where, you know, even though Texas has well surpassed the 25,000 signatures, that basically Obama's people can make their decision for, they can have like some kind of legal out that gets them out of this. And in fact, they even apparently approved a petition early. They're supposed to get 25,000 signatures. They approved and gave an answer on one of them.
Oh, really?
When it only had 13,000. But this was for the White House beer recipe.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah, so important things are really being taken care of.
They're brewing beer there at the White House. That's
yeah.
Nice. Well, at least
they got their priorities straight, though. I mean, people want to hear about Bradley Manning and the war, but no, let's talk about beer.
So is the article you're talking about from the Weekly Standard?
I haven't the slightest clue.
Okay. Well, we'll check it out here during the break and bring them back to you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Give us your opinion on the states seceding.
run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the this live edition of Free Talk Live. I'm used to saying the live Sunday edition
of
Free Talk Live. That's the edition that I usually am sitting behind this microphone, but we don't say the live Sunday edition on the weeknight editions because no. That wouldn't make a lot of sense.
That's one of those funny ways how smelling something or sitting in a certain chair can put you in a different frame of mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not even in the frame of mind apparently to identify ourselves. My name's Mark.
I'm Johnny Brake Ray.
And Ian here.
Yeah, the phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. It's a company that does accounts receivable. If you've got a company, you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do it for you. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. And we do thank Jason Osborne, the principal over there, for all of his support throughout the years. SACL CAI.
So here's what I want to know. I just asked on Facebook and Twitter, is this a fad? Is this secession thing? I mean, because you would ask, how do you feel about secession? Well, I mean, most of our listeners are probably in favor of it, that, you know, if they've been listening for a while. I mean, I imagine there could be somebody out there that hates the idea, and if you're one of those people, we'd love to hear from you. If you're one of those people that wants to deport us, then please, 855
just for talking about it.
But is this a fad? Like, is this going to be a flash in the pan? Is secession talk going to be the craze for, like, a few days, and it's just going to drop off the map? Or is this going to increase? Is this going to continue building momentum? Is it going to continue building steam?
Well, if I had to give an opinion on that, is it seemed like the Democrats wanted to move to Canada when Bush was getting elected. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah.
And I've heard Republicans talk about leaving the country when, and certainly right after Obama's election, you saw the trending term renouncing citizenship on Google. The term was trending. Hmm. But the difficulty for conservatives versus liberal is the mindset. Liberals say, well, there's many other places in the world that are advanced in other ways, that are progressed in other ways than the United States is, and the United States is a little bit backwards. However, the conservatives say, God, guts, and guns, America is the greatest country the world's ever seen. And where do you go when you live in the greatest country the world's ever seen, and that country really is just the red parts, and it's attached to the stupidest MFers around.
You're talking about that blue. The viewpoint of the conservative.
I think that is the viewpoint of the conservative, and I speak as a person who formerly would have called himself a conservative and would have called himself an ultra-conservative, has said the words right of Attila the Hun in reference to himself. So, let's go to Jim in Daytona Beach, see what he has to say. Jim, you are on Free Talk Live. What is on your mind?
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm hearing a lot of people talking about secession. I heard it even before the election, and I'm hearing, like, even, for example, a fairly mainstream radio show like Glenn Beck. I heard him on the radio. He didn't use the word secession, but caller after caller were calling in after the election, telling him how disappointed they were, and he said, move to Texas. Move to Texas. And then he went on to say, he said something very, very, like code. He said this. He said, you never know what's going to happen. You know, this nation has taken different shapes over, you know, over the years, and you never know what's going to happen with the shape and direction that different states go. He said something like that. I don't know exactly what it was. But let me tell you, when secession becomes, it will become the top trending topic on Twitter. When we see, and this will happen at some point here, probably in the next year, when the federal government steps in and starts using all of our taxpayer money that's pooled together to start bailing out these blue states. And I'm going to give you one specific example about California. This last week, the city of San Francisco, their health council, whatever it's called, they had a vote. And they voted 2-1 in favor of the fact that if you live in San Francisco and don't have insurance, you can get gender reassignment surgery paid for by the city at a cost of $250,000. Now, those of us that live in the red states, like I live in Florida. Okay, I don't consider myself a conservative. You're right, purple. I don't consider myself a conservative per se. I consider myself more of a libertarian. But Florida has a balanced budget, and why should my money be sent to California to pay for that type of waste? And that's just one example. But there will come a time. Here's how it's going to happen. The government will announce that the federal treasury, the Fed, will begin to buy the municipal bonds of these states. And that
it wouldn't surprise me. That's something we've been talking about here for at least a while regarding like California and Illinois, who are seriously in major financial difficulty, billions of dollars owed on pension plans that, you know, they just don't have any way of paying. It's, you know, the piper's going to come calling at some point, and they're going to have to turn to the feds. I think you're absolutely right about that.
That's what I think those people, you know, that are in the states that have balanced budgets would have every right to say, hey, we don't want to be a part of this mess anymore. The group project is over. And it is funny, though, because look at the movie that's coming out in a week and a half, Lincoln. The big movie. Everybody's going to be talking about what? Secession and what Lincoln did. And Lincoln was a very celebrated figure in history. But, boy, if you were someone that was behind secession, you went to jail under Lincoln.
Sure. Even if you were a journalist who questioned him, you'd go to jail, apparently.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, he absolutely ran it like a big government authoritarian.
Hey, thank you, man. Definitely appreciate the commentary tonight.
Anytime you get on board with social spending in general, you throw the door wide open for all this sort of stuff.
And the conservative types are, I think they're right on when it comes to the idea that the government largesse tends to, it's not really largesse, government welfare tends to incapacitate people sort of emotionally around work and that kind of thing, and that giving away, say, free gender reassignment surgeries doesn't have the right sort of incentives behind it. I get where they're coming from. However, they often sound mean when they say it. They don't, and what they often do is they don't look at companies that are receiving all kinds of government subsidies and things like that and point the same finger with the same vitriol.
You mean the conservatives don't do that?
Right. Yeah. So what it comes off sounding like is hate towards minorities, whether those people are, ethnic minorities. We've had people call in the show, so they sound black, and say, look, we know that welfare recipients is just code for black people, when the fact is that blacks are a minority of people who receive welfare, and not necessarily who one would be talking about in that case anyway, but that's what it can sound like to people. The code words, the caller was talking about code words, just more code words.
Yeah, mean just like denying federal funding for abortions is mean when it's simply a lot of people's highest value is life. And they don't necessarily want to ban it by law, but they simply don't want to be forced to pay for abortions.
Yeah.
And they're vilified.
And it doesn't help that folks stand out in front of abortion clinics with large pictures of dismembered babies when they could be going and taking foster kids, into their homes. I mean, I think that's a much more proactive way.
It's more productive rather than breaking something else down.
It seems to me. 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call. Comment on any of these subjects that we've brought up here. Do you think that the secession's just a fad? Are the Republicans just yelling and upset? Or are they, is something really going to happen? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-453. It's Mark with you.
And Johnny Ray.
And Ian.
Ian's voice is kind of shot this evening.
Should be obvious to anyone who's listening.
I'm sitting in the big boy chair. But it does show the dedication. Because I tend to think that any other talk show host out there who, you know, had a life and a family and stuff like that probably wouldn't be sitting here right now. They would be off someplace. I don't know. What do talk show hosts drink? Like hot lemon water and ginger or something?
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea. I should do that.
Yeah, it might be good for your voice.
And
gargle with a little salt.
Some tea, some honey, some chamomile.
Something like that. Indeed.
Some booze. Don't forget that part.
Real quick, I want to tell you about verbalsurgery.com. It is a podcast that I listen to, and when I listen to it, I find it to be edifying, that uplifting, that it makes me feel better. Often, when I'm in a bad mood, I'll remember verbal surgery and I'll go there in the first couple of minutes. I tend to be cynical about the experience of listening, and the tone of voice that Tim uses when he does the verbal surgery and that kind of thing. But what I always find, every time, without fail, is that after I've listened to about 5 minutes of verbal surgery at verbalsurgery.com, I feel better. I consider it just kind of my own mood magic. Verbalsurgery.com. Go out there, try it, and if you have the same experience I do, you can thank me. It's verbalsurgery.com. And also, archives. I want to tell you about archives for Free Talk Live. You can go get free archives of Free Talk Live at archives.freetalklive.com. We give them away free the last 6 years. We don't charge you. Every other show does because they stink. It's archives.freetalklive.com.
Coming up, I've got some interesting numbers about the word secession and how many like Google searches are going on for that. Comparison to the last 8 years.
And on other topics related to the archives, Ian, I listened to your Playboy interview, and I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Meaning I was actually interviewed by Playboy, Playboy Radio.
Right. It was great. You were good.
Thanks. Appreciate it. The ladies seemed to appreciate it.
I knew who Miriam Gonzalez was before
Did
that
you?
Interview. She's a very beautiful lady, and I'm impressed that you were there talking to the both of them.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. You can listen to that over at our publicity page at publicity.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, though.
Daryl in Keene, New Hampshire. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so apparently you guys are still talking about the secession. And
yeah.
All of these.
Apparently, everyone's talking about secession, so why should I?
All of the petitions that are on the White House website. And apparently, it's all 50 states now have one.
Okay.
A couple of them are not searchable yet because they don't have the 150 required signatures to be
right.
searchable.
Yep.
But there are petitions. And there's also a petition that I put together. I can't take credit for all of the wording, but I have posted a link to this petition on the Free Talk Live Facebook page, where it basically is a petition asking that President Obama give his assurance that should any state, territory, or tribe wish to divorce itself from the federal government, that he will not use force to prevent such divorce.
You know, it sounds like a really great thing. You know, what you could do is you could go to freetalklive.com and link to it there through the website, and I think that it would probably get as many, if not more, views there. Because when somebody posts something to our Facebook page, that Facebook does not give them the gravity, the importance.
Doesn't give them the floor, but I can, so I'm going to repost it to the Facebook and Twitter.
Well, isn't that kind of you? Anything else, Daryl?
No, that's it.
Thanks for putting that
Keep
up there.
You got the good work, guys.
I don't understand why other people didn't think of this this idea before Daryl did. As far as, you know, why shouldn't... Look, if Texas can secede, if Missouri can secede, if Louisiana can secede...
Well, right. I mean, that's why this is all kind of pointless at this point. Like, having 50 different state petitions, it's divvying up all the efforts.
But it does kind of shove... There's so many petitions out there being shoved in the White House right now.
I see that, and I think there's some value in it to, like, you know, to point out to folks, well, look, it's popular everywhere, but then again, it could be the same group of people signing for every single one of them, so why not just have that one petition? Of course, it's too little, too late, I think, at this point, because the ball's kind of already rolling on the other ones. Plus, Texas has already crossed the threshold, so therefore, we'll get to find out what, if any, response comes up. I mean, I'm suggesting they're going to ignore it. We don't know yet what they're going to actually end up doing, and so whatever however they respond to Texas is how they would respond to the other 49.
Now, Texas is, I mean, to some extent, it's unique. If New Hampshire secedes, New Hampshire is another little country in the world of countries and can be ignored. Texas, on the other hand, is one of the top 20 economies in the world as a state. Of the top 20 countries in the world as far as its economy as a state. And that's a pretty big deal. Maybe in the top 30, but it is substantial in and of itself. And I would be very interested in, you know, how this is all going to play out if Texas does decide it really does want to be a country of its own. It certainly wanted that in the past, and it has that kind of attitude.
Ian, if Texas seceded, would you consider moving to Texas?
No. No, because I think that if Texas were to secede, you'd probably see other states secede as well. I can't imagine just one state seceding and that would be the end of it. I can see that would be the beginning of, you know, kind of the dominoes falling, so to speak.
I think
I'd sit and watch and wait and see what happened.
Yeah, I wonder if Obama would get desperate like Lincoln did and wish to preserve the Union. Lincoln had a real advantage in that he was somewhat of an abolitionist, certainly not, you know, the modern belief as far as equality went, but an abolitionist. abolitionist nonetheless prior to his election as president, and he had the whole slavery card from which to hide behind, and he kind of played it down the middle to some extent as far as wanting black people to be freed, but not freed in America. Just send them back to Africa, that kind of thing.
Yeah, right. Maybe Obama could round up all of us secessionists and ship us off to Liberia.
Yeah, it's Liberia sure wouldn't know it was coming, would it?
Back to the question of would I move to Texas, no, because Texas is a scary place. There are a lot of scary people there, and I wouldn't want to be around the kind of the zeitgeist or whatever that would be there in Texas. Like, as far as I'm concerned, the Glenn Beck listeners should move to Texas. I think that's a great idea. Let's get more of the ultra-conservative types all in the same place.
The simple fact that Texas secedes doesn't necessarily make it a place that I would want to go.
Right, it won't make it more free, necessarily.
I mean, there are lots of sovereign countries out there. That doesn't mean I want to move to any of them. I want the most freedom possible for myself in a place that I can earn money and do well for me and my family. For me right now, the best I can come up with is the United States. If I thought that I could do better than the United States, I might certainly be working towards that. But moving tends to be kind of a long-term project, and it's costly.
Well, and the Free State Project is a long-term project as well. It's not to say I wouldn't leave if there were better prospects elsewhere, but as far as I'm concerned, the best prospects for liberty are with other liberty activists, and the liberty activists are moving to New Hampshire. So if Texas were to secede, hopefully that would just spur on more secession and spur more, liberty activists to say, hey, I think I'd rather go to New Hampshire and help those guys, because it sure would be cool to have a libertarian or liberty-oriented state secede rather than have to put up all these conservatives or the liberals on the West Coast or whatever, because, you might end up seeing the West Coast secede into New Pacifica or something like that. So let everybody, of a similar mindset move together, the Mormons to Utah, the liberals to New York and the West Coast, the conservatives to Texas, and then let the liberty-minded folks alone.
And I hope that they don't, stop people at the border of Texas and things like that. I think that's ridiculous. If people want to drive through on I-10 or I-4, they should I-10 or I-40.
Well, that's an interesting question, isn't it? How would the Texas people handle that? Would they look at the rest of the country at that point as being a threat, kind of like how they look at Mexico, because there are a lot of bigots down there and anti-immigration zealots. So would they start to treat, Arkansas and Colorado in the same manner?
I should hope not. I think that the biggest fear that they would have would be the federal government in that circumstance, and that would be my concern. 855-453, that is the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a 3-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a 1-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Area water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And a sick Ian.
And a sick Ian.
Ian, I notice you've got a bag of cozy chamomile herbal tea there.
I do, yes.
You know, I have a jug of rocket fuel-style moonshine next door. It goes perfectly with cozy chamomile.
I think it's against the rules to drink on air here on Free Talk Live.
I think any FCC licensed broadcast signal that is against the rules to do such a thing.
I also don't know if I would admit to having a jug of moonshine. Isn't that technically illegal?
I don't know.
Is it illegal to possess moonshine or to just make moonshine?
I couldn't tell you. I'm pretty sure that it's illegal to possess marijuana, and it's not like you've never talked about that on the air.
If I had to guess...
I've never said I possess marijuana.
No, you just said you smoked it.
I've smoked it a bunch in my life.
But doesn't that kind of, to some extent...
I may have quit yesterday, for all you know.
Agreed. I'm just saying that does mean that at some point you possessed it.
Well, it's not illegal to have possessed it at some point.
You've never said that, out in your car you've got a big old bag.
That's right.
Or something like that.
No. Which would be ironic because I'm driving a police cruiser.
My guess about the laws surrounding the manufacture of alcohol is for a guy like me without the connections and licenses, it's illegal to make it and it's, of course, illegal to sell it. I think it's legal to possess it.
That was my ultimate question. Oh, okay, then never mind. You can have a jug of moonshine. That's a good deal. Hey, Mark, trends, Google Trends. Do we need to talk about anything else before that?
Oh, no, go ahead with your Google Trends story.
So we've been talking about secession and how, all of a sudden it's blowing up in the news. There's coverage at various different websites about these the petitions, Texas, Louisiana, something like 30, 50 states now, some people are saying. There's a lot of...
People are saying all 50 petitions. States have a petition in to secede from the Union.
Yep.
And by that, they mean some people have put in a petition to the White House.
Are they petitions to secede or petitions to say, hey, leave us alone if we secede?
Something like that.
They're written in different ways, but generally the term secession is getting thrown about in all the coverage about this. The petitions are explicitly overtly secessionist. People are using the term secede and secession. And so I went to Google Trends to see, because you had said something about, there. One of you had said something about the Google Trends that showed secession is...
I did. And actually it was renouncing citizenship. Renunciation of citizenship was what was trending, according to Simon Black, the Sovereign Man blogger.
Well, I'm looking here at the Google Trends. I put in the word secession, and then I added secede to it, and they give you a little graph where it shows you both words and, you know, how popular they are. The term secede is jumping up a lot faster and higher than secession is, but they are both on a huge uptick.
I'd like
right
to see
now.
The trends of words that look like or sound like secede or succeed.
I did put in succeed. I misspelled it as S-U-C-C-E-E-D because the correct spelling is S-E-C-E-D-E.
This has to be the most misspelled word in the English language.
I figured there would be a big boost in succeed as well, but there was not. There was actually not a significant boost there. So people are getting it right, apparently. They're spelling it right. And of course, Google tends to correct misspellings as well, so maybe it's counting. You know, it's correcting itself.
It may.
But if you look back...
So are people talking about seceding right now?
As I said, it's huge. I mean, right now, the secession and secede are at the peak trend that they've ever been on Google.
Mm.
And if you go back in the years, they let you go back to 2004, so presumably as long as Google Trends has been around, you get to look back over all these years. You can zoom in on the current days if you want, but it's interesting to see, 2004, when George Bush was elected a second time, there was a decent amount of people searching for secession. A decent spike, the second highest spike, the second highest spike in secession was back in 2004. Interestingly, you don't see the same thing in 2008 with Barack Obama's first election. There is absolutely no spike worth mentioning there in 2008.
That's interesting. I mean, I'm kind of a little bit surprised by that.
Because it seems like a partisan thing, and that's kind of one of the downsides of the timing.
Also,
on this.
If you would listen to the lefty types, they would tell you that if you talk about secession, that you're a black-hating bigot. And this was 2008 was the election of the first black president, and frankly, I think it's the very best thing about that president. And you would think that if the people that talk about secession are black-hating bigots, then that should have been the all-time high search. And you say there's nary a blip.
No. In fact, in 2008, it looks like August, it was down a little bit. September and November, pretty much even keel. I mean, it's a little bit up over the rest of the year in 2008 in election season, but it's not a huge spike like you see in 2004. And when I'm saying spike, I mean right around election time in 2004. And similarly, right around election time here in 2012. And then there's another spike sometime in, looks like, May of 2009 for some reason. So I don't know what happened there.
I couldn't tell you either, but...
Okay, here it is. It actually coincides with the ABC News story, Is Texas Going to Secede? So that was back when Rick Perry had said
the word secession, and that Texas got very excited about it. I think Texas really could be one of those states to secede. It has the economic strength to do so. It has the sort of historical gravitas to do so.
There's been a Texas secessionist movement for quite a while, the New Texas Republic or something like that.
I mean, that's essentially what the Lone Star State means. It means F all the rest of you. We are Texas. And it's the one of the things that I really respect about Texas is that they say that they can make it on their own, and I think they could. They're the largest state in the continental or the contiguous 48, and I think that holds something to it. They've got a large population, and it'd be interesting to see. They do reasonably well with keeping their sort of budgets under control and that kind of thing too.
Some words about the courage of politicians since the secession, WhiteHouse.gov secession thing has been going on for the past couple of days. Governor Rick Perry has come out and stated publicly that he is not for secession.
Now he's not for secession. I wonder why that is.
Because he's a player in the federal government game, and he stands to lose a lot should secession
His boots done got a little cold.
Some of the modifiers here to the search term secession or secede. Texas secession, the number one related search regarding. This was in the last, this is just the last 30 days. So we're not looking at the whole time here. Texas secession, second below that, states secession. Below that, secession 2012, the word secede, secession petition, and so on, and other variants on those. And then they actually give you the regional map. Where are the inquiries coming from in the U.S.? Texas is the top with, Georgia is actually the top with 100 on the search volume.
Georgia
index.
Had two at thewhitehouse.gov, and just to play into the toothless redneck meme for Georgians, somebody had actually failed to capitalize the name of their state when they put it up there at whitehouse.gov. I mean, good Lord, people. Get out there. I'm not saying
you're stuck in the past, Mark. Nobody capitalizes anymore.
Certainly not if you're from Georgia, right?
Strokes.
You know, every state has their other state that they pick on, and for Florida, that other state is Georgia. And I obviously not every citizen of Georgia is responsible for one Georgian choosing to not capitalize their petition at whitehouse.gov, but they didn't do Georgians any favors when they did that.
I suppose.
So the after Georgia, it's Texas at a close second, and then Missouri and North Carolina and Virginia are right around the same search levels.
Ian, you said the...
Where's New Hampshire, Ian?
Not even ranking.
Secede spiked in 2004?
Correct, right at the election time.
I was reading about secession earlier, preparing for the show, and Vermont, the second Vermont Republic, was founded in 2003. And that was Vermont seems to have a pretty credible secessionist movement. Comments?
I think that Vermont has, you know, that group has done a very good job at promoting itself in secession. The Second Vermont Republic group, when they fielded candidates, as I understand it, when they fielded candidates for governor and lieutenant governor in Vermont, their lieutenant governor candidate did actually receive more than 5% of the vote. And for a third party to be able to, you know, pull something like that, that's pretty impressive. I mean, the Libertarian here, candidate for governor, didn't do, you know, he didn't even get 3%. Now, to be fair, their candidate for governor also did not do as well. But their lieutenant governor candidate pulled in more than 5%, which, you know, that's
not too
pretty
bad.
Good.
There was a poll, or Vermont Rural Studies or some such thing, that polled Vermonters exit polling at elections, and 13% were in favor of secession, possibly.
Cool. I got more numbers here that should be of interest.
I've got an article, too. 855-450-FREE, Sickle toll-free call in line, 85.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Hey folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.